All right, welcome to the Morning Mix After Show. We are on the eve of the Taylor Swift album release. I guess also it's tough because it's 11 p.m. tonight, Thursday, April 18th. Official release date, Friday, April 19th. But it's like a movie because it'll be midnight New York time. Mm-hmm. So we'll get it. So then in L.A., they're going to have it at like 9 p.m.
Right.
So they really get to enjoy it. You could be just hanging and listening to it.
And the odd thing is, it's really all the same time, just a different time.
Isn't it wild?
Time is a circle.
You want
to freak yourself out.
What are we?
Yeah.
I had a whole other thing to even talk about, but what is time?
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Is any of this real? We don't know. So tomorrow morning, the Tortured Poets Department will be released. Her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, I'm sure very excited. We think he's heard the album, right? We would assume at this point.
Oh, I'm sure.
Is he too much of a liability?
No. He's gonna leak that thing, tweet it, all of it.
He and his brother, Jason, have their podcast, New Heights. It's their podcast that they've done for years. Originally, it was a football podcast mainly, and now it's just become like a pop culture, hey, you date Taylor Swift. I'm kind of becoming famous because of it. Here we go, because they're all full mainstream now, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, as V pointed out, that's the hat she wore at Coachella, the New Heights hat.
That's right.
Which, by the way, we haven't talked about, and I never got to it. Did you see, like, lip readers are saying that she supposedly, like, was saying, I'm sorry, I'm so drunk, to Travis at one point?
I did see people in the comments section saying, oh, it's too bad she's so drunk. And my answer was like, she's at Coachella with her boyfriend and his security team. Let her have fun. Who cares?
But
she's going to be hungover. That's her problem.
But I know. I just love that. I mean, she's one of us.
Right,
she's at Coachella drinking beer and stuff.
And he's
supposedly.
I am too.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I would assume. Well, his brother was not drunk when he revealed this. Jason Kelce, Travis's brother, revealed, quote, I do not wear underwear. And I don't wear underwear based on comfort. The reason I don't wear underwear is because I find it unnecessary and problematic to the freedom that my boys like to enjoy. I don't think that's going to change. Quote, unquote. Did we need to know?
That's easy.
No. We didn't need to know, right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe somebody asked him, giving him the benefit of the doubt. But if he just chose to share that, maybe Haynes is like,
that'll be funny, yeah.
The only thing that made me change my mind is Haynes.
That's a nice wonderful commercial. Fruit of the Loom.
These crotchless Haynes are fantastic. I just, in my experience, not wearing underwear is very uncomfortable. I don't like it. I enjoy having on underpants. Whip, I think you're with me on this one.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I didn't, other than when I was a little kid when I would wear like my pajama pants. I didn't do it because I think my mom told me that like the elastic would cut off my circulation
or something
maybe about like your... They didn't say it at the time. Maybe something with too tight, it makes you not have kids or whatever. So,
right.
But eventually...
You're nine in one day.
Right. I took to wearing underwear at some point there, even when sleeping, and I have not looked back.
So you sleep in underpants and like basketball shorts or something.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't wear underwear to sleep. I wear bed pants or bed shorts. Nikki, you're wearing underwear right now?
I love underwear. If I could have given birth in underwear, I would have done it. If I could maybe a shower in underwear. I don't know. It's an extra appendage.
And
in my life.
Your underwear choice is pending fashion or what you're wearing.
Yeah, I don't like wearing underwear. I do feel like they're restraining.
So you don't have on underpants in this moment?
I don't know.
Okay,
but
that's a
I can't remember.
Wow.
But I have introduced the idea of not wearing underpants to my girlfriends, and some of them have come up to me being like, you changed my life. Like, I don't get wedgies anymore, and thank you.
I only know one man who doesn't wear underwear, but I think it's more common in women. Because I think also, too, with like some of the outfits you wear and panty lines and blah, blah, blah. Like, I've never heard a guy be concerned about panty lines or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, neither have I.
No.
Joel worries about it sometimes.
Does he really?
No. Can you see my panty line in this?
I've only ever worried that, like, in a pair of light khaki shorts, I'm like, can you see my underwear through these in the sunshine?
Right. Well, she's like, yes, because they've got big hearts all over them. Yeah we can see them.
Put off the Scooby Doos, you jackass. Well, we all now know that Jason Kelce, a big burly man, does not wear underpants. I also want to point out, Jason is 36 years old. If you told me that he was 50 years old, I would have been like, yeah, absolutely. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, I feel like he can't be that age because, like, it's not far off from my own age.
Yeah.
And he just feels like he would be so much older.
Yeah, he looks old.
He does. Maybe like all those NFL years of butting your head into other giant guys is taking its toll. I don't know. The beard, the chest hair, the voice.
Right?
It's just like a mountain man, a guy who lives in the mountains.
If he were to shave, he could look totally. I mean, I don't know what he looks like. I've only seen old pictures of him without face hair.
He really is like a man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a man.
Mm-hmm. He really is.
I wonder what it's like. All right. Well, that's been the Morning Mix After Show. Thanks so much for listening. You can hear the Morning Mix live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on 101.9 The Mix, or listen on the free Mix app. It's in the Apple App Store and Google Play. We'll see you tomorrow with The Mix.